I think it would be a shame if we had hundreds of people come through Pilgrim Camp in the summer, and hundreds of children, young people, campers that come through camp this summer, and there's no stirring. Not because God isn't doing, but because maybe we're not hearing that somebody or a few would get a call from God to say, I need you to do something more. I need you to do something different. I need you to change the world. Certainly all of us are going to go back home with that call. I need you to change your town. I need you to change your school. I need you to change your company. I need you to change your family. So we're all going home with that commission. But then there are some. They're going to be an Ezra that might bring reform to larger groups or to faraway places. I'm just going to ask, would you open your heart tonight for the Holy Spirit to speak to you? Whether it's staying where he has put you now, whether it's saying, I want you to look further, I want you to get up and go, I need you to bring the gospel to these people. God, I pray that you would provoke us tonight, that you would stir our hearts. But I believe there are some here that you would want to put into some strategic places and move them out of where they are. You have a purpose, a future, a plan that goes beyond anything we've imagined. Maybe there are some here that have been resistant to that. Maybe they've heard your call and the pull on their heart many years ago, but they've been hesitant. There have been reasons, and there's been delay, and maybe they've just put that on the shelf, and you're renewing that call. Maybe there are some young people here. Maybe they've been kind of directed into particular areas of life. Parents that said, this is our dream for you. This is what we think you should do. And that's good. Maybe there's a school counselor that says, well, here's what I see. These are your grades. These are your strengths. And so we recommend studying in this field. And that's good. But maybe God's saying, I want you somewhere else doing something else. Who shall I send and who will go? Maybe we could just end tonight and just remain in this moment. Some of us need to just pray on this. Some of us, maybe you know for sure, God's not leading you away, but you're in a place where you've not been an influencer. God's saying, that person that you sit next to every day in school, that person you're working with every day, that neighbor that you avoid and you just wave from a distance, I've put you there for them, to teach them, to bring the gospel. I'm just going to ask, Lord, if you would show us these things tonight, that we might be obedient to that. And Lord, that you would fill us with faith and boldness. Some of maybe what you're calling some of us to, it's hard. It's going to be hard to talk to an older brother. It's going to be hard to talk to a parent. It's going to be hard to talk to that friend who's so popular in school. But maybe tonight we just need to pray, God, I already know. And I've hesitated. God, give me courage. So let's just, between you and God, let's just spend a little bit of time that God would finish the sermon for us from his word, that his spirit would speak to our hearts. Thank you.